ask yourself on a daily basis in the morning, what do I want today? We always talk about building a muscle, taking an action. So keep it simple. And when someone says, what do you want to do? Stop saying, what do you want to do? Simple as that. Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz Faircloth.
And I am Andressa Gidelli. We are the co-hosts of the Investor Podcast. Welcome to our mini-show. This is a shot of knowledge for your day. If you don't have time, this is what you got. So today, I'm going to talk to Liz about people-pleasing syndrome. We're going to talk about how Liz transitioned from being a people-pleaser to a more aware and selfful individual, and how that affected her business, her personal life, and how this might be affecting your business and you actually don't know about it. So Liz, let's get started by understanding. Tell us a little bit, how did you find out or you came to aware, being aware that you were a people pleaser?
Ooh. How much time do we have?
Oh God.
No, I think it's been a journey of discovery, because I've done a lot of work on myself, like you have, Andressa, and it's something that really came very evident to me. The Landmark Forum was the first time, quite honestly, that we talked about our strong suits, but our strong suits overused becomes our Achilles heel. And so that's really when I did a lot of work and realizing about myself of, like, as a kid, there was moments that I walked around and, like, asked people if they liked me. I was so attached to pleasing other people, my parents, my friends, the world. So after that awareness in my early 20s, I was like, whoa, and I'm an extrovert. So that added another element to that. It became super, super relevant in my life that this was something that was, quite honestly, controlling my life for many years.
Okay, but I am an investor listening to this, and I am not sure if I am a people pleaser or if I am not. If you're listening, you're like, I don't give a shit about people's thoughts. So you're crossed that you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
But how about those that are unsure? How do they know?
I think there's two very distinct personality traits that become super clear when you're a people pleaser. And they come back to a lot of the personality assessments. One is whether someone's more accommodating versus more like controlling. If you're an accommodating person, you're agreeable, you're cooperative, you've been told a lot of your life that you're a really nice person, you're probably a people pleaser because you're not dealing with enough conflict and you're not speaking your truth enough. I'm making a loaded statement there, but that's probably the case.
But people that are listening and they just heard what you said, right? People that are collaborative, they are nice, they don't shake the boat. Why wouldn't that be like, those are great qualities to have. So why the hell is that a problem?
They are great qualities. They also cost you your growth. They can cost you your time. They can cost you your peace of mind when you're too much of those things at the detriment of yourself. So that's what came up for me. Meaning, I'll give you an example. When I was, you know, like I said, when I started on this journey, and it's a journey, right? I have moments. I'm not this completely non-people-oriented person. I think that is something still with me. But I think when the pendulum swings so much that you feel so depleted and so not even sure of what you actually want. And I remember you asking me, Andressa, and I forget if it was an outfit or what do you want to wear? What do you want to do? And I was like, what do you want to do? You know, and I think, and you're like, I'm asking you what you want. And I think that, along with the journey that I've been on and multiple other things, is really like, what do I really want? And so, listen, we can keep being nice. We can keep accommodating. We can keep not rocking the boat. But honestly, it's all at a detriment to ourselves and our own, what we want, what we think is kind of the next phase for us. It's the person that's the person that's getting the short end of the stick is you. It's no one else, because everyone else likes to be accommodated to. It's ourselves that are actually the the person that's being impacted enough. And it starts to become overwhelming. And I know for me, I just get more foggy and I just want to withdraw. That's like when I'm like at my worst.
I wanted to get like into your people pleasing brain and fully understand. Do you think that people don't say what they want because they don't know what they want, or they know, but they don't want to upset the other person, and that's why they are always accommodating?
I mean, if we're going to talk about, especially for women, this is a gender identity, conversation, to be honest with you, because I think from a gender perspective, you just take females, we've been taught from society, our families, who are the caretakers, right? Who are the ones serving other people, right? This is not just Liz Faircloth. This is like literally passed along in generations. To answer your question though, like what are the conversations? I think often because it's been passed along literally from like a generational and a societal level, which is a very, very deeply ingrained, right? So it's not just like Liz Faircloth. I think a lot of women don't even know what they want. And the women that do know what they want are not in a place to say, okay, how do I enroll other people? And how do I communicate those needs? And I think it's cumulative. So you could be listening to this and you're in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s. And there's a lot of things that you want to speak up about that you never have. For me, there was areas, just to give you another example, there was areas that I spoke up about. So it wasn't like I never spoke up or tried new things or took risks. That along with the people pleasing was another side of me. For me, though, it was more about when the people pleasing took over and I forgot what Liz really wanted. What does Liz really need? And that was the
part. It's like you didn't check with yourself.
Correct.
You didn't even like, let me take a minute here and really check with myself. So for the women that are listening, if they're like, wait a minute, let me think about a time. It could be simple things like ice cream shop, like pizza. Right? Let's use pizza as an example, right? Because many Americans order pizza in very often. Not judging.
No judgment. Yeah. No, I didn't hear any judgment in that.
Pizza too. Right? But then my child has a specific taste of it. So how many of you really think, wait a minute, let me ask myself if I want to eat plain pizza again? Or if I want that arugula with pistachio with drizzle of a balsamic on top of it, right? It comes down to the muscle of checking with ourselves what we want. But Liz, the women that are listening right now and say, I actually don't know. I don't know what I want. Where did they start? What did they go from there? Like, what did they do? What is the next step when they know that they don't know?
I think and that's a big question, right? Because you could say, I don't know what I want to do in 5 years. I don't know really what my passions are. Like, these are big questions that it's not like, hey, I'm just going to get this figured out in a minute. So I would start really small and saying, what is an area in your life that you're having some frustrations? Is it a person? Is it a thing? Is it a situation? Something in your world, something in your life, like literally right today, is frustrating you. It could be anything. Then I would ask the question, what do you want in that situation? What do you want that situation to look like? And so you start to using the muscle of like, what do I want something to look like? What do I want in this situation? I know for me, if I get really busy and overwhelmed, I sometimes don't exercise enough. So I ask myself, like, what do I need today if I have a very packed day, especially for podcasting? I love taking Belly for a walk at noon right after our podcast because I know I need sunshine after I've been talking and engaging with people, even though I like that and I do well there. So I think it's something really small. Now, I'm not frustrated about that, but that's just a situation in my world. So take a frustration, something that's coming up for you in your life, whether it's a person or a disconnect with a person or a disconnect in your business or something, it's relevant. And ask yourself, what do I want in this situation? You're just using the muscle of what do I want and what do I need? Self-care is probably the easiest place to go, and that's the simplest. But I would even start with something that's not working in your life, because that's Might as well, because that's brings our energy down often.
Let's say that you are conscious about your needs and now you're expressing this to the people around you who for years and years looked at you as easygoing, that it's always saying, yes, let's do it. Let's make it work. Let's find a way. So did you find resistance, the people around you?
You know, I was one of three girls, you know, growing up. I was the youngest of the three. And I was told I was the easiest one multiple times by my parents. And I had multiple situations of that. So that also fed me, right, as a positive encouragement. So I just wanted to keep being easy. I wanted to keep being accommodating. So I think as I've spoken up more, you know, I'm thinking about a few different situations, one being just like getting together as a family and dates. And I usually am like, okay, I can do that date. I'm not the difficult one. I'm not the, but I've been speaking up more like that's not going to work for us, even just from like a boundary perspective. I love my family. I love getting together with my family. So it's not so much I didn't want to get together, but in terms of like dates and times, like what's going to work for my family? What's going to work for me? And then inserting that into the larger family. That's new for me. I haven't gotten resistance. My sister, Chris, who's like super boundary oriented, like she's like my boundary, mentor, really. We all need a boundary mentor. And she'll be like, she'll see me communicating in a certain way. And then offline, she'll go, I'm really proud of you for standing your ground or for speaking up. So she kind of like sees that, knows where I've been because she's my older sister, right? She's seen me kind of through a lot of different things. And then will give me that positive encouragement as an afterthought because she sees it. She sees like, so I'm really proud of you. Proud of you for speaking up. Proud of you for, you know, knowing what you need. That doesn't always happen, but there have been moments that she says that.
Well, I'm also proud of you for communicating exactly what you were thinking. I've seen this more in different types of meetings and emails. You're stating exactly what you're thinking and being okay with it. Sometimes you ask me, is this too straight, and I am on the other side of the pendulum. Like, this is actually very nice, you know, but I feel that right now you are, and I say this with all the love and kindness in the world, but you are not around the bush. You are very clear. Hey, so we are clear here. This is what I am communicating with you versus, well, let me just give you a glimpse of what I'm thinking, and I hope you get the point. So I feel that you are very clear for yourself, and then you're just communicating with people and not attached to the how they're going to react to it, because that's your truth, and how people are going to take it, react it, agree, disagree, then that's not your business. And I feel that you're more in peace with that.
I appreciate that. And I'd also add to that if you have a partner, you know, my husband's pretty people pleasing, can be. And so it's, you have to be really mindful. Like when you're working on something, I'm not going to bring certain things to him because he'll see it differently. If I'm really working on being less people pleasing and I bring something to another people pleaser, they'll be like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. We could do this. And then the boundary part. So it's something to be aware of, what type of person your partner is, especially if you're in a relationship, and also know who you can go to, you know, who you can run something by. That's not like you. That's not as a people pleaser. I think it's really powerful to have people like that in our life. And that's why you and I are so, you know, good friends and partners. And we have this community we've built where we can tap women in different types of approaches. So if you're a people pleaser, I would know like three close, confident friends that are not, that could be a good sounding board for you. I don't want a bunch of people pleasers around me to give me advice. That's not going to help me. Really nice people, but not going to help me if I'm working on that in my life.
To that point, right? Sometimes going back to looking at people pleasing as an attribute, because mm-hmm. he can on sure. the right place, But it can be also a detriment because, as you were saying, if you have people pleaser in your team and you ask feedback, are those slides good? How about, what do you think about this idea? Or what do you think about this story? Or what do you think about this project? I feel that they won't be able to tell you what they're really thinking.
Yeah. And that's literally the probably worst thing, I think, as an entrepreneur, that you have people all around you just saying yes. That's not going to help you grow. Not only not help you grow your business, but not help you grow yourself.
So let's say somebody like me, right? I don't need to tell you guys that I'm not one. I need to work on being more in the middle of it. That's my work. And I've learned a lot from Liz from that part, right? I need to be more people pleasing. I'm like, don't give a shit. Let's go. Right. But the point that I care deeply about people, I don't care about the BS. Okay. I care deeply about supporting women that are in the arena with me. All the ones that are like just watching and just like sharing their opinions, but taking no action. I don't want to hear from you. I really don't. But let's say, Liz, I care deeply about my business partner and she or he is a people pleaser. And that's not helping. Let's say it's a partner that we are in business together, right? That is not helping. Is there a way to enroll? Well, we'll send this podcast to the first.
Send this. Here's what I do know. I think so many conversations that you and I have had, and that I've had with even Matt, just you know, like the really breakthrough conversations and authentic conversations, they don't happen by like, I just woke up and we're going to have this conversation. They don't happen that way. They have to be planned. They have to be intentional, and they have to be ongoing. So if you are not having like a relationship time with your business partner, relationship time with your partner, personally, professionally, you're not going to have the space to have those conversations. So that's my first point, is that, you know, are you creating the space and the time, not talk about tasks, but to talk about what's working and not working on your relationship. So you have the time and energy and the space to like have a safe space to share that. I love the continue, start and stop. If you're not doing a relationship, quote unquote, like time together, just put it on the calendar, even on a monthly basis. Justin and I have that. And we do. We talk about, you know, like that continue, start and stop. Matt and I have been doing this for probably 20 years. We don't do it every day, but whenever we do it, we're like, oh, that's so helpful to hear that from you. I need to give some loving feedback to you and vice versa. So that's number one. Number two, when you're having those conversations, have tools and ways to kind of open up the conversation. You know, me going to Andressa and hitting her over the head with something, it's not naturally my style, or her doing that to me, which at times has happened, is not going to work for me, right? Because I'm going to be like, whoa, and I'm going to start to take it personally. But if we have like an exercise, like a continue, start and stop, you're building on the positive, like what's working here? You know, what's really working? Okay, this isn't working, but here's what, you know, would work. Well, I'm enrolled. I'm connected to that versus this is not working. You're a people pleaser. Go get some help and let me know when you've done that. We like laugh because we don't, well, who would say that, Liz? You're probably listening to this, but it happens all the time. People don't appropriately share feedback in a way that the person's going to hear. And that's really what, so plan it and also do some sort of exercise, something that's a little more kind of like back and forth. And you're both enrolled versus like you have some tough feedback to give someone.
So Liz, if the people pleaser are still listening to this and considering to let go of it,
let go.
There's still a, oh, but there's a resistance and some people might be thinking, that's who I am. I was born this way. I am naturally this way. You guys are asking me to change who I am. If that's going through somebody's head, do you think that that is just because it's easier to stay as is versus really facing what's holding them back from growing their business and living their best life, but speaking their truth?
I think underneath it all, Andressa, and you and I have talked about this, is that I think a lot of people are used to things because they don't know what's on the other side. You know, like if you haven't had really fine wine, like expensive wine, you keep buying a $10 bottle of wine because that's what you know. But once you've had a taste of like a really good wine, it's really hard to go back to, what is it called? All the, you know, crappy wines. It just is, because you've opened that awareness and you can't go back. You can't undo that. So I think women and those listening really need to start to taste what it's like to not be a people pleaser. And I would do it in a small way. If you're like, oh my God, that's who I am. It's not, first off, it's not who you are. And I'm not telling you to be mean to people. We're not telling you to like disregard people. What we're telling you is it's an and versus an or. And the and is about, what do you want and need? And I think that's a daily basis. Ask yourself on a daily basis in the morning, what do I want today? I mean, you could keep it simple, right? Do I want to take a walk at noon? Do I want to pet my dog? I mean, I'm talking simple stuff versus I want to, you know, speak openly and honestly.
We are all eating pistachio with arugula on Fridays. No more plain pizza. That's what I want.
You know, we always talk about building a muscle, taking an action. So keep it simple. And when someone says, what do you want to do? Stop saying, what do you want to do? Simple as that. You know, so start small and be aware of it and start to really get the taste, because the more you get it, the more you want to do that versus the what you've been doing. I there's no question.
Awesome. Mic drop, ladies. And please go to our Facebook group community, share one thing that you took out of this podcast, a thought process, an action that you're going to take that will make our day and will make your life much easier. So please share your thoughts, what's coming up for you. And if you hate it, also share that. So you're like, I disagree with you guys. I'm not going to care. Liz, she
will
kind of
care,
not.
But that's okay.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.